strength of a trust. And I am a player. And that's why this show is called Trust Opinion. Hello, hello. Welcome to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I am your host, Trash, and today we are talking about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, more specifically the soundtrack. Now, this game is not nearly as beloved as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 or 3 for obvious reasons. Its mechanics are kind of jank and became outdated pretty much immediately following the release of the sequels. It very much has first game syndrome. It lacks manuals and the soundtrack had yet to reach its truly iconic status. It lacks the depth of content later games would have. However, I still have a ton of fondness and nostalgia for the first Tony Hawk game and how revolutionary it felt for the time, but it's like going back to Tekken 1 when you could just play Tekken 2 instead and have a way better time. Like, you don't see anyone nostalgic for Tekken 1. There's no real reason to play Tony Hawk 1 if you have access to 2 or 3 other than just nostalgia, or if you just really like the maps from 1 and don't mind the lesser game mechanically, or maybe you just really like Goldfinger. If you are one of those weirdos nostalgic for the first Tony Hawk like me, this video is for you. This will be a quick romp through the first 10 tracks of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1. But Trash, there are 3 extra tracks in the PAL version that were cut from the US version and shut your mouth. 10 is a good number. Besides, Europe isn't real, Sarge has never been there, Winston Churchill's a myth, the metric system is dark magic, and the Beatles were fictional characters imagined by George Orwell in 1964, and they reside in Montana. 10 songs. I'm gonna alienate everyone from across the pond, aren't I? Whatever. This is a ranking of every song from the first Tony Hawk, accompanied by footage of me being terrible at the game because I forgot how to play. Like and subscribe. Number 10. Unsane. Committed. This is really noisy, which I like, but it's also just kinda boring. I don't even remember this song being in the game. It wants to rock, but it just lacks that oomph it really needs to be anything remarkable. The guitar track isn't bad, but I don't know, this just is clearly a weak moment of the soundtrack. I'll give it a 4 out of 10. Number 9. Even Rude, Vilified. I don't remember this song either. It's not great. It's very 1999, kind of weak in the rap part of the rap rock vibe of the song. It's way more of a rock song that has random rap parts. It's not terrible, but it's also just not anything special. I have never heard of this band in my life, and I can kind of see why. They're just kind of eh. 4 out of 10. Number 8, The Vandals, Eurobarge. It's competent, but it's also just such a basic punk song. It does have that one cool part in the middle of the song that breaks up the basicness of it all. It's just kind of alright, but ultimately nothing groundbreaking or amazing. I'll give it a 5 out of 10. Number 7, The Ernies, Here and Now. This is so 1999 it almost hurts. This song is super cool. The verses aren't anything to write home about, but that bridge and chorus kinda rip. And fuck yeah, a saxophone. There's never enough saxophones in rock, but there should be more saxophones in rock. Have you ever heard X-ray specs? Anyway, solid track, not bad. 6 out of 10. Number 6. Suicidal Tendencies, Psycho Vision. Suicidal Tendencies will always have a special place in my heart for their self-titled being the first punk album I ever got really into. And while Psycho Vision isn't on that album, it's the first song from them I think of that's not from their self-titled. While a bassist later on this list was too good for Metallica, Suicidal Tendencies bassist wasn't. Granted, he wasn't the bassist on this song or on their self-titled, so I don't know what that has to do with anything, but anyway, Psycho Vision still has that raw Suicidal Tendencies sound. Psycho Mike's iconic vocals, it's a solid little punk track. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Number 5, Speed Dealers, Screamer, Nothing to Me. Super basic thrash in the beginning, but even basic thrash still kinda rips. I like the switch-ups a lot. It's like 3 songs in one. It kinda rules by the end. Like, it's kinda cool. I dig it. I can see myself returning to this again. 7 out of 10. Number 4, The Suicide Machines, New Girl. Fun little ska punk jam, really, really catchy. It goes from really poppy to hardcore, and I kinda like the tonal whiplash. I really like this song. It's got attitude while also being kinda cute and wholesome. Lyrically, it's a tale of getting revenge on your ex by showing that you're doing great without them, which is a sentiment I could always get behind. It's also short and sweet, perfect for a 2-minute long Tony Hawk level. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10. Number 3, Dead Kennedys, Police Truck. Classic Dead Kennedys track. It's not my favorite DK track, but an absolute staple of any 80s punk mix. Jello Biafra is his typical political satirizing self here, with some hard-hitting lyrics that go to 11 on offensiveness, which is kind of a hallmark of a great punk song, along with a great backing track reminiscent of 50s surf rock. It's kind of ironic for a band as anti-corporation as Dead Kennedys to be in a fucking Activision game, but this isn't the last time they would be in an Activision published game, funnily enough. That we will talk about later in this series if I decide to go more into the Guitar Hero track. The song is good enough to be an 8 out of 10. Number 2, Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. Hey look, one of 2 songs I bothered to learn on bass. Primus sucks. I mean, how much do you have to suck to be too good of a bassist to join Metallica? Jerry Was a Race Car Driver fucking rips so hard. I love Sailing the Seas of Cheese. It's one of the great rock records of the 90s, so anything from it has a seal of approval from me. Primus has this distinct sound of groovitatious slappy bass lines with this, like, acid trip sounding guitar and Les Claypool's deranged hillbilly sounding vocals and lyrics. Any Primus song is undeniable. Them just from the first couple seconds. Jerry Was a Race Car Driver is no Tommy the Cat or Sergeant Baker, and it doesn't go balls to the wall insane like, is it luck? However, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver is still a kick-ass track and a solid inclusion to the skateboarding franchise. 9 out of 10. And number 1. Goldfinger, Superman. Now this song has to be number 1. It's basically the first song I think of whenever I think of Tony Hawk music. It also happens to be one of my favorite ska punk songs of the 90s. Now, don't get too carried away, this isn't quite Aquabats tier, but it's damn good. From the beginning moments of this track, it makes me want to grind a rail and I don't even skate. It has that essence of youth ska punk should have, that theme of not wanting to grow up with its lyrics, and it's just a nostalgic, awesome track I return to a lot. I've also seen Goldfinger live. Yeah, they opened up for Good Charlotte, and oh dear, did I just admit to seeing Good Charlotte live to the entire internet? Okay, it's not even that bad. It's not as bad as seeing, like, Kid Rock live, which I would never, oh my god, I have seen Kid Rock live. Hold on, okay, it's, at least it's not Nickelback, who I've also seen live. Oh god, don't look at me. It's 9 out of 10. And those are the top 10 tracks from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I really hope you all are okay with me taking a break from Survivor content to do some side stuff I wanted to do. If I'm being completely honest, I'm just kind of burnt out on Survivor at the moment. You ever see that episode of Home Movies with the Wizard's Baker? Yeah, I'm Brendan in that episode right now, and the Skunk Scouts are my music rankings. I just needed a quick break. Everything will be right back on schedule before you know it. I'm just gonna do Guitar Hero 2 next, maybe Tony Hawk 2 after, but at the latest, that's when I will be back with Survivor content. Anyway, you are a legend if you made it this far. Goodbye. Thank you so much.